You're listening to Bobby Cruz Jr.'s Daily Devotional, the podcast ministry of Pastor Bobby Cruz Jr., Senior Pastor of Casa de Alabanza, CDA Miami. In each of these devotionals, you'll walk away with a practical teaching that you can apply in your daily walk with Jesus Christ. Right now, here's Pastor Bobby Cruz Jr. with today's message.
The year 2020 will more than likely end up being the most transformational year of our generation. The year began with the promise of economic prosperity and the hope of peace. But then the COVID virus hit, and within a month, the entire world was transformed into something we don't recognize. In the name of health, we've lost our fundamental right and freedom to pursue life, liberty, and happiness. The result are that, as of today, more than 33 million people have filed for unemployment benefits, and the number is expected to continue rising. For the vast majority of these people, they just want to get back to work and to be able to provide for their families and for themselves. The good news is that it seems like the situation is starting to improve. The past weekend, many businesses, communities, and churches began to reopen. But if we're going to be completely honest, things will never be the same. Just like after the attacks of 9/11, our fundamental rights eroded, the same will happen this year with the COVID virus. But no matter what the circumstances are or may become, there is a way to secure God's full blessings in our lives. Joshua chapter 1 verse 7 reads, "Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave to you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go." If there's one thing we should have learned about God by now, is that He always blesses obedience, but refuses to bless disobedience. Throughout the Bible, we find three areas in which this principle is clearly illustrated. When the people of Israel obeyed God in these three areas, they always ended up being blessed. When they disobeyed them, they'd always lose out on God's blessing and protection. Now, moving forward, you can assure that no matter what happens, you too can be blessed by God. All you have to do is obey God in the following three areas. First, the people you choose to do life with. God does not want us to judge people, but He does want us to use good judgment in choosing the people we walk through life with. Second, the Lord's Day. God wants us to love Him above all else and wants us to separate a day and a time to spend with Him. And third, the Lord's Temple. God wants us to take care of and be an integral part of His gathering. Now, anytime we choose to obey God in these three areas, we are securing His blessings in our lives. Anytime we choose to disobey Him, we are on our own.